What is victimhood? Listen carefully and close your eyes. Begin. Victimhood can feel certain. After betrayal trauma caused by scams, certainty may feel like safety. The mind may settle into the known pain because the unknown requires movement. The body may cling to the familiar wound because it already understands its shape. This is how a familiar hell can feel safer than an unfamiliar heaven. The nervous system does not always choose what is free. It often chooses what is known. It remembers the shock, the grooming, the deception, the shame, the fear, and the collapse. Its first task is protection. It may protect by shrinking life down to what feels predictable. It may protect by keeping the survivor still. Stillness can become a hiding place. Hiding can become an identity. Victimhood is not the same as being victimized. Being victimized names the crime, it names the injury. It tells the truth that harm was done by criminals who manipulated trust, attachment, hope, and need. That truth matters. But victimhood can become something else when it becomes the only place the self knows how to stand. It can offer certainty, it can explain every fear. It can excuse every retreat, it can make passiveness feel like protection. It may say, stay here. Do not risk more pain. Do not choose, do not act. Do not step into the unknown. There is comfort in that certainty. There is also a cost. Agency feels different. Agency has uncertainty inside it. Agency asks the survivor to move while afraid, to think while shaken, to choose while unsure, and to act before strength feels complete. Agency does not arrive as confidence. It often begins as discomfort. A report filed with trembling hands. A call made through tears. A boundary kept after longing returns. A truth spoken. A step taken. These acts may feel frightened because they move the body out of the familiar hell and toward a life not yet known. The nervous system may protest. It may tighten the chest, flood the mind, or whisper that staying passive is safer. This does not mean the step is wrong. It means the step is new. Ask gently, how did I end up here? Not as blame, not as punishment, as truth. This question is not meant to wound the survivor, it is meant to open a door. How did isolation grow? How did secrecy form? How did pressure override caution? How did hope become stronger than evidence? How did fear, longing, shame, or urgency shape decisions? These questions can be asked without cruelty. They can become a map out of the place where the scammer left the survivor. The scam was not your fault. The grooming was not your fault. The crime was not your fault, yet recovery asks for participation. It asks for the courage to see the path that led into harm, so another path can be chosen now. This is hard work. It is often uncomfortable. It is also the beginning of strength. The body may want comfort, but comfort is not always healing. Sometimes comfort is avoidance. Sometimes comfort is the old room where grief repeats itself. Sometimes comfort is silence, delay, denial, and the refusal to take the next honest step. recovery may require choosing discomfort with care, because discomfort can be the doorway into freedom. Get uncomfortable, but do it with wisdom. Do the frightening thing, but do not do it recklessly. Take the step, but stay connected to breathe, support, and present time. The goal is not to overwhelm the nervous system. The goal is to teach it that movement can be safe. One small step can tell the body that agency is not danger. One steady action can show the mind that strength can exist beside fear. One honest choice can interrupt the old pattern of passiveness. Agency does not deny pain, it carries pain forward. Agency does not erase victimization. It refuses to let victimization define the rest of life. There will be moments when passiveness feels easier. There will be moments when the old identity offers certainty and the new life feels too exposed. In those moments, breathe and remember that certainty is not always truth, and comfort is not always safety. The familiar can imprison, the unfamiliar can heal. Block the contact. Tell the truth. Ask for help. Secure the account. Attend the meeting. Begin again. Each step teaches the nervous system a new lesson. Life can be uncertain and still survivable. Discomfort can be felt and still endured. Fear can rise and still not rule. The self can return through disciplined movement toward what is honest, protective, and alive. This is the quiet turning point. The survivor no longer waits for certainty before choosing life. The familiar hell loses power when the unfamiliar future is entered with steadiness, support, and truth. Agency begins there, in the willingness to move toward freedom before comfort has arrived. Say it. I am a survivor. Say it. It was not my fault. Say it. I am not alone. Say it, I am worthy.